This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Kudos to Team Canada for a great effort this afternoon at the World Cup. First game under their belt. We were able to get in touch with one of our listeners, Danny, who's in Qatar, before he went to the stadium to watch Canada play. This is what happened.
Hello.
Danny, is that you?
That's me.
It's Taz and Jim calling.
Hey, how's it going?
We are live on the radio, so just be aware.
Great.
Language reasons.
Of course.
How was the trip over to Qatar? What was that like?
It was great. I think the longest part was Air Canada in the lounge. It took us 9 hours, delays, and then a 13-hour flight over to Dubai, because that was the cheapest route. And then a 40-minute flight yesterday from Dubai over to Qatar.
Holy. You know, flights are expensive when Dubai is the cheap option. What was the price difference?
It was $6,000 a person to go from directly from Toronto to Qatar, to Doha. And we found $750 back in February when we got these tickets from Toronto to Dubai. And then it was like a $60 flight over.
So it's like $5,000 cheaper per person?
Always shop around. Holy cow.
Yeah. Oh, it's ridiculous, yeah.
This is cool. You sent me a picture of you got the Canadian scarves, you got the flags, you got the hats, yep. The jerseys, the face paint. You're ready to go.
We're ready to go. We met up with, it was so funny because on the flight yesterday from Dubai to Qatar, must have been at least 40 Canadians, and then the rest were all Mexicans. Just fans, right?
Yeah. All flying from North America.
What's it like in the hotel? Because we're hearing it's tough to get a beer there in Qatar, but you can drink in your hotels and in the fan zones.
Last night. It's not as bad. It's beautiful. I think it's kind of, everything is blown out of proportion.
What did the gin and tonic cost you? Right? What did it cost?
$33.
That's blown out of proportion. I hope it was good,
you
man.
You got to savor the flavor.
That is a bottle of gin here.
You have a $66 double.
Yeah.
Well, at least you got the booze.
Let's just put it that way. Hey, but in the fan zones, I heard the beer is like $15, so it's not too bad.
That's reasonable. I mean, yeah, it's the same over here. You get gouged when you go to an event like that. Now, you're a Canadian citizen, but you have Portuguese heritage. So are you going to any Portugal games when you're there?
So we got 3 Canada games and 3 Portugal games.
Were those tickets hard to get? Because a lot of people, you know, decided not to fly there. It is a bit of a... You know, it's not the most tourist-friendly city.
The Portuguese ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the Portuguese tickets, we just applied, and last year in November, we got them. And we booked everything in February, I think it was.
Hmm.
And then Canadian tickets, they were hard to get, but my wife got them.
Nice.
I got denied. She got the tickets.
Very nice.
And we're actually in the hotel that we're staying at. The Polish team is staying here. So Little Whiskey's right over there. Like we're having lunch right now, and then the whole team's over there at the buffet.
What are they having, pierogies?
Yeah.
Did Poland win yesterday?
I don't know.
No, they didn't.
So a bit of a somber mood in the restaurant?
It was a tie.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was just interesting. Yeah, the security at this hotel is next level.
I bet. But you feel safe over there, yeah?
Oh, yeah, 100%. The people are so nice. Like every driver, every Uber driver. Everyone's just having a good time.
Good.
Like I even seen, the whole public display of affection you're not supposed to. I've seen people hugging and kissing and whatever. No cops.
Two dudes.
No one said anything.
Two dudes.
Yeah, I bet not.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Every day we start off by reading the headlines over at globalnews.ca. This one's interesting. If you're in the Niagara area, they are asking residents to keep an eye out for space rocks after a meteorite crash on the weekend. So between Toronto and Hamilton, early Saturday morning, there was a sonic boom and a meteorite broke into the atmosphere. It broke up, and they're saying that if you go for a walk in Niagara, keep an eye out for little holes in the ground, little pits, because...
Little craters?
Pieces of this thing, they think, landed kind of in the Grimsby area. And Peter Brown, a member of the Western Meteor Physics Group that monitors and studies meteors, says that they would like to get their hands on pieces of this thing so they could study it. He says it's really rare. This has almost never been done before. It would give us a deeper insight into what asteroids are actually like.
That's really cool, but I feel like it's a needle in the haystack situation here.
Yeah.
Like what are you going to be looking down, looking for rocks? Well, what are the odds?
Well, if you're walking the dog, you know.
But there's rocks everywhere. Yeah. Like, I mean, hopefully one went through a chicken coop and killed a chicken. That's always how they find them, right?
Well, these should be glowing, I think. Don't touch it because it could
be steaming.
It could give you superpowers mm-hmm. that end up being a curse instead of a blessing.
Is that what you want?
At first,
existential crisis.
At first, you feel so strong and powerful, like you could do anything. But then your body starts changing, and you don't know how to stop
it. And you can't even recognize the man in the mirror anymore. Yeah. I don't know. Careful what you wish for.
Use gloves.
Yeah.
If I was a kid, though, if I was a teenager and I heard this story and I lived in the Niagara region, I'd probably go out for a bike ride and look for meteors. That'd be fun.
Sure, sure. And I used to go out looking for four-leaf clovers all the time. Did I find one? No.
With a name like James Patrick Kelly, it's in your blood. All right, well, hey, you know, if you are out there and you see something that looks like it could be an asteroid, we'll post the story on the Taz and Jim Facebook page so you can get in touch with the Meteor Physics Group who is looking to study these things. Now, I'm not sure. Are they valuable? I don't know.
Maybe they're made of some sort of space metal.
Space metal.
It's like all platinum or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah. It'd probably be a neat little artifact to have on your mantle place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're willing to give it up here to be studied.
I want to do with it like the guy did with the Aaron Judge ball. Hang on to it for a bit. See what kind of offers you get.
We're going
to
put this meteorite up for auction.
Get rid of that peacock. You want to see your peacock?
Cock, cock. Cuckoo.
I want to see your peacock. Cock, cock. Your peacock.
You want to see your peacock? Cock, cock.
I want to see your peacock.
Cock, cock. Your peacock. Cock, cock.
Your peacock.
This is the Taz and Jim Podcast.
It's time for sports with Devin Peacock, our sports guy. Here you go, Dev. Here's a plate full of your words. Enjoy eating them.
What? What? Uh-oh, Dev.
This should be a win for Argentina. Hey, remember this guy yesterday? Oh, Argentina should win this game.
Yeah, Dev and 99% of every other analyst out there calling the game.
I mean, I'll say this. The World Cup has been, and they're, I don't know if the word came down from the FIFA referees or what, but a ton of offsides so far in the World Cup where you've had a lot of goals called back. Argentina in the first half of yesterday's game had 3 goals called back. You count those goals?
Dude, I saw the replays and
it's close.
It's... I don't know how a linesman can make that call. The VAR, I don't know. I heard a rumor that one of the Saudi royals was in the VAR booth. Is that just a joke?
Because that's got to be.
But that's what I read.
Yes, you need to be, you know, onside when you score. You need to have this. One of the crazy things for soccer for me is you have the offside rule, yes. But if it is, like, beyond inches, then is there really any sort of advantage to the attacking team as opposed to the defending team? From some of those replays I was looking at yesterday, it seemed like everything was pretty much equal.
Yeah, it would take a robot to decide. And then people are saying soccer, being as close to offside as possible, almost breaking the offside rule, is a skill in itself. It's just, it goes with the game. It's like a gray area a lot of times.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia upsetting Argentina. Argentina was third ranked in the tournament.
Yes. In FIFA, in the world.
In the world, and you had Saudi Arabia at 54.
Saudi Arabia is so happy they won, they've declared today a national holiday.
And you know what, guys? It's not often I'll say, hey, we should take a page out of Saudi Arabia's book. However,
first time ever.
However, if Canada beats Belgium at 2:00 this afternoon, I think tomorrow should be a national holiday here
in
Canada.
I'll take it.
That is the one advantage of having a king. There will be a vacation tomorrow. No working.
This is the Taz and Jim Podcast.
So trending on Twitter over the past day, hashtag Boycott Tampax. The feminine hygiene product has created a controversy. Yes, it's of their own making because of what they posted on their social media account. Now, we're going to read this tweet. Just a warning, it has been deemed inappropriate by many people, but this is what they said.
I'm just going to put some context because there is some internet lingo involved here before I read it. DMs is short for direct messages. And often when you flirt with somebody, you send them a direct private message, a DM, and they call it sliding into somebody's DM, and it's a modern way to flirt with somebody.
Yeah, you slide into their DMs. Even I know that, and I'm an old guy, Jim.
Often though, they ignore the DM, so it's like anybody can slide into a DM, but you don't always get a response, so it's kind of a desperate move a lot of times. So anyway, Tampax tweets out two days ago, at 10:47 a.m., you're in their DMs. We're in them. We are not the same. Let me repeat that. You're in their DMs. Uh-huh. We are in them. We are not the same.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
It's such a bizarre thing to point out. And to make it a sexual thing, Tampax, we all know what they're used for, but to make it a sexual thing when you know you're a tampon company is such a weird choice.
Yes, and it does sound like it's a sexual thing.
Of course.
It sounds like Tampax is getting off on the fact that women are using its products. I actually saw a number of women saying, can we do like a class action sexual harassment lawsuit against Tampax? Because I feel disgusting after reading that.
It does make you do one of the... And not only did they tweet that out, they're so proud of it. Like a couple minutes later, they retweet it, quote tweet it, and they go, refuse to let Twitter shut down before we share this tweet. And then below is that tweet again. You're in their DMs. We're in them. We're not the same. So they were so proud of it. They thought it was a great tweet. It's just, what's the risk versus reward here? It's not that good of a joke. It's not a good joke at all, but it's just bizarre because I feel like every social media company thinks they have to be a comedian now or like an edgy comedian.
Yeah. Well, every company that has a social media account is what you mean,
That's
right?
What I mean. Yeah, every big business. Yeah.
Like it got started, was it Wendy's? That was the first one. Wendy's started responding to McDonald's tweets.
They had like a beef,
Yeah, where's the beef? Right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw some other companies try to, you know, like beer companies, whatever.
Ryanair, the airline in the UK making fun of James Corden. Like some of these companies do have good senses of humor,
right?
But
healthcare products, I don't really like. I don't need anything that's a suppository or anything that you put inside of you, for a non-sexual reason. It seems like a pretty bad idea to make a joke like that.
I don't want them alluding to the fact that it could be.
Right.
You know, it's weird.
You know, we don't have the same perspective as women, but how would you feel if your proctologist was bragging about how he's inside you on social media, Jim?
I tell you, I wouldn't like that.
Hashtag boycott Tampax trending on social media after the company's official social media account posted this earlier in the week.
You're in their DMs. We're in them. We are not the same. 278,000 likes it's got.
Well, it's definitely getting attention.
Yes.
They say any publicity is good publicity, I guess.
That's true to a certain extent.
When we see the sales figures for this quarter over at Tampax, we'll be able to...
Maybe it's brilliant.
Yeah, figure out if that's true or not. But definitely there were people offended by that comment. And we've got a call here. Go ahead. You're on with Taz and Jim.
Yeah, I'm just calling in about the Tampax conversation.
Yeah, thank you. We could use a female voice here.
So really, it's all about normalizing menstruation. It's hilarious. It's funny. Half the population goes through it. Let's talk about it and make it a normal conversation.
That's a fair point, too, but the 99% of people who are upset are women. They find it creepy, and the fact that they're talking about DMs, and those are the creepy messages you get in your DMs.
Right. When people are sliding into your DMs, it's usually because they want to have sex with you, so it's comparing, it's making tampons sexual, not normalizing them.
No, I guess it's at that point, but
We don't want to mansplain this to you.
Yeah,
like,
you're more than welcome to have
your opinion.
I think it's great that you think it's funny because a lot of people are too sensitive, but it's just, to me, it's just bad marketing and not very clever. Like, if it was a real funny joke that was offside and it was a zinger, I'd be like, all right, they got it. But I don't think it was very funny, and I just think it's like, it's just poor marketing.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's bringing the topic to the table to not be afraid to talk about tampons and menstruation and all that stuff. But no, Ted, you don't have to get creeped out going to the store to buy your wife tampons. She's not cheating on you. It's all good.
Well, no, only with Tampax. Because they're back at headquarters talking about how they're inside my wife, apparently.
Yeah, a little awkward, but don't be afraid to go buy those.
I won't. Trust me. If she's asking me to go buy tampons, the last thing I want to do is make her upset.
Exactly. What she tells you.
Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Here's another text message we just received. See, this is a good equivalency. It's like if Colgate tweeted this out, Jim.
Yeah. Colgate, we're in your wife's mouth twice a day. Relax, Colgate.
You're only in there on your anniversary or maybe another special occasion, but we're in there twice a day. Colgate, dial it back a bit.
Pick your battles, you know?
Your peacock. Your peacock. Your peacock.
Are you brave enough to let me see your peacock?
Time for sports. Devin Peacock is our sports guy, and you never like hearing that your D is looking a little soft. However, the Toronto Maple Leafs D...
It's real soft right now, guys. They're in trouble. So Morgan Rielly has gone on the long-term injury reserve for Toronto. He hurt his knee. That's why the Leafs D is soft right now.
I think everyone got the joke.
Okay.
Don't have to keep repeating it.
Oh, wait.
like it was their penis.
Yeah, so. D, I get jokes.
So the Leafs are missing their top three defensemen. Morgan Rielly, TJ Brody, and Jake Muzzin now are all out long-term. That's 75% of their defense. Morgan Rielly was logging 20-plus minutes a game for Toronto. So in terms of, you know, the next couple of weeks for Toronto, their defense is in trouble. Mark Giordano is now their top defenseman, but he's like 38 years old. He's great, but, you know, he needs some help, and he's got a lot of untested defensemen around him. So the Leafs might need to make a trade here. They have enough defensemen to carry them through this, but if any of these guys struggle, if they have another injury, they could be in trouble. So one guy I would look at if I'm the Toronto Maple Leafs is a former defenseman of the Toronto Maple Leafs, Luke Shen. He's out in Vancouver right now. He's a right-handed shot. He's cheap. He's played in Toronto before, and Vancouver is struggling massively right now, so they might be incentivized to make a deal. But the next couple of weeks could go a long way in determining how the rest of the Leafs season plays out, because when you're missing your top three defensemen, obviously you're going to be in trouble.
Dev, we know you're a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. We did get a text message earlier in the week from a Bruins fan wondering why you hadn't brought up the milestone that was achieved by Patrice Bergeron with the Bruins.
I think the answer is in the question. I mean, Patrice Bergeron is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He got to 1,000 points. He's won, you know, like five Selkies. He's, you know, won internationally. He won with the Olympic team, with the junior team. He's a great player. Congratulations to Patrice, but I don't care.
1,000 points is a great milestone, but like probably 100 guys have done it. It's still impressive.
It's been done.
Yeah.
Get to 2,000, then I'll be happy. Yeah.
Call us then, Patrice.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Yesterday on the show, we were asking employers out there, are you having a tough time finding employees? You keep seeing these stories in the news online. Is it true? Is it tough to find employees? And we got a number of people calling in yesterday saying, yeah. Sometimes they'll show up day one, won't show up day two. It's getting them to show up and do the work that's the hard part. If you just want to pay them to do nothing, they're all in.
Oh, yeah, that's, you'll find many volunteers.
But we had like a spinoff topic that kind of evolved out of this. And it is, what is the lamest excuse you've heard from an employee for not showing up to work. We had a number sent to us yesterday, posted this on the Taz and Jim Facebook page, and let's run down some of those now, Jim.
Schmoop Foster says, we had a guy call in saying he was too sore from riding roller coasters on his trip to Canada's Wonderland the day before. I know the Mind Buster can be a little bumpy, but it's too sore to work.
Well, they can get you all discombobulated. You ever try to go to sleep after you're on a roller coaster and it feels like you're still on the roller coaster?
Sure, sure. But say motion sickness then, not too sore from the bumpy ride. But you know, and sometimes that Top Gun, whatever the hell they call it now, your head bounces back and forth in the headrest.
Mild concussion from the headrest.
Another one says, I've had two separate coworkers call out because their cat is sick.
Mm.
Now, I don't know where the line is there. I think that's like one of the things is where if you... there's warning signs of an employee, and if they use one, like the cat is sick excuse, but they always have excuses, then it's a lame excuse. But if they're a good worker who shows up and they say their cat is sick, then you give them a little bit of room, I guess.
If you called and you said your dog was sick, and like if you'd have to, your dog would have to be pretty sick.
But what do you do? What do you do with
to show up to work?
Yeah, or what do you do with a sick cat? I mean, they kind of take care of themselves. I don't know.
It behind the barn.
Not that sick, I hope. Now, here's a new one. We were talking about asparagus in the bathroom. This is one I have never heard, Taz. Hey, guys, talk about bad excuses. We were paid on Thursdays, and we had a coworker who would then always miss Fridays and Mondays. Strange, right? This guy always had the worst excuses, like his ferret was sick.
Oh, or boy. It's worse than the cat.
He said once that he had eaten too much lettuce the night before, and he had lettuce poops. Is that a thing, Taz? Have you heard of that?
You can get leafy back there if you go a little heavy on the salad, but I don't think it's it doesn't make it uncontrollable.
I'm just thinking like rabbits, they eat a ton of salad and it comes out like pellets. That seems efficient.
Little raisinettes.
Yeah. Another one, Mary says, these are the only ones I can think of, but I've heard them all. One was, can't come to work in 5 hours because I'm tired. So no time to nap. Another one, quote, my girlfriend fell down the stairs onto me and she's a heavier set woman. Was I trying to brace her fall? She rolled down the stairs like
Here's
Homer.
A picture of her just in case you don't believe me.
She's pushing 300. You try catching this.
I felt like Indiana Jones at the start of the Raiders of the Lost Ark. I was just running. She was rolling after me.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.